I do too. 620, 1320 WILS. Well, you've certainly heard about the tweet, right? The presidential tweet talking about Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough of MSNBC. Well, they now responded today with some pretty serious allegations. Let's break it all down with John LeBoutelier. He's the host of Revolution, the podcast. And John is a Republican former congressman. John, great to have you on WILS, as always.
Michael, we schedule these interviews a day or two in advance, you and I, and always some news event occurs between then, so we have something pretty hot always to talk about, you and I.
Well, the president's consistent. I do want to let people get an insight on you also, because one of your first podcasts, Revolution, the podcast, you talked about personal contact you had with Donald Trump yourself, right, back in the day?
Oh, I've known Trump casually in New York City since 1983. I can't say I'm a friend of his, but I've had some interplay. I've had a couple of meetings with him over the years and interviewed him once on Newsmax TV five years ago in 2012.
And how would you describe the contact, would you say?
He's strange. And I don't mean that as a critical thing. He's not really warm. He doesn't really warm up to you. He kind of looks through you. He's very tall. You know, I'm pretty tall, but he's taller than I am. Mm-hmm. And he'll talk to you, but it's not like he's really paying attention to you. And I always found that was a little strange. And he definitely has ADD. He can't stay on a topic for more than a minute or so. Mm-hmm. And that was years ago, and I think it's gotten worse, actually. I think that Trump, from afar, it just appears to me that since he's run and now been elected, there's signs of deterioration in his self-discipline, his ability to speak and to monitor what he says. He's sort of out of control, including with the tweeting, and it's not helping him. Yesterday he had two bills passed the House of Representatives that are, to his credit, having to do with illegal immigration, the Steinle Act about Kate Steinle, the young lady who was murdered by an illegal alien. And the sanctuary city bill that was going to try to start taking federal money away from sanctuary cities, which is a good thing. And Trump ran on that. He was the candidate that talked about it when no one else would. That's to his credit. Here, on the very Thursday that the House passes both those bills, he steps all over that story by this ridiculous attack on Mika Brzezinski and whether she had a facelift or not.
Okay, but his press secretary said, look, bottom line was he's fighting fire with fire. The press is treating him like they've never treated a president before, and he's not going to let him just roll all over him.
That's what she says. That's her job to say it. But let's face it, every Republican president has had horrible coverage by the liberal media. This is nothing new. Nixon had it. Reagan had it. The second George Bush certainly had it. They all have it.
Were they calling them racists and liars and so on, though?
Well, they certainly did about Nixon and Reagan. I don't know if they said about George W. Bush, but they said a lot of stuff about George W. Bush that was extremely controversial at the time. And this is part of politics. And the president cannot respond to everyone himself and get down in the gutter with these reporters. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You fight fire with fire when Kim Jong-un says something against America. That's when the president's going to fight back. But a TV talk show host, we're spending political capital attacking her and taking away from actual accomplishments in the House of Representatives?
Yeah.
That makes no sense at all to anybody.
It's a bit shocking when he tweets out that Mika was bleeding badly from a facelift. But is there something comedic about it, too? Outrageous that way?
I have no idea why he does it. And I think that this is the problem.
Do you think a typical voter really cares about Mika Brzezinski and her facelift? I mean, are they really as offended as she might be personally?
I don't think they care. But I think they wonder, why does he care so much?
Yeah. Well, why does he care so much in your
view? I don't know. This is the illness of Donald Trump. It makes absolutely no sense that on a day that those two bills get passed, that he would be spending political capital. And it has bled into today. We've done it again today a big back and forth with Joe Scarborough.
Yeah, and I want to have people hear a little bit, because this is quite an allegation. Joe Scarborough coming out today on his show, and here's what he says. Essentially, what he's talking about is blackmail here. Here's what he says happened earlier this year.
We got a call that, hey, the National Enquirer is going to run a negative story against you guys. Donald is friends with, the president is friends with the guy that runs the National Enquirer. And they said, if you call the president up and you apologize for your coverage, then he will pick up the phone and basically spike the story.
John Labutley on WILS. Hey, John, how big of a deal is this?
Fairly big. I mean, it's 2 days this story's gone on. I don't know if it'll last through the 4th of July weekend. I doubt it. But it's a negative for Trump that needn't happen. Why is he getting into a fight with Nika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough? Yeah, okay, so they're critical of him. Well, a lot of shows are critical on every network except Fox.
But he picks
these ones out,
yeah,
and goes ballistic, especially against her.
What do you make of the allegation, though, that basically, I mean, that there's a sounds like blackmail that Joe was told, hey, you apologize to the president or we're going to run the story on the Enquirer?
Well, I think that Joe says he's got copies of all the tweets and phone messages, and they've leaked out today that it was Kushner, you know, Trump's son-in-law, that was the middleman who said to Joe, the story will go away if you'll apologize to Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is a problem. And I think what, in the process of this, Trump has enraged Joe and Mika and MSNBC, and I think they're going to be out to get him even more now.
Mm. John Labutley.
Again, yeah. It makes no sense to me. If you're going to be president, why do you want to alienate people? Why don't you want to woo them over to your side? That's what Reagan did. He wasn't at 35%. He was at 60%.
Right, but then,
because he went out and wooed the other side and got them to come over. Not everyone, but some of them.
I wonder, though, if it's just a different environment now, because we heard that CNN, right, the CNN producer who was secretly recorded saying, look, we're being told, essentially, it sounds like a propaganda effort here to go after Russia, go after Trump, and go after this president. What did you make of that whole thing?
Well, first of all, some people try to downplay this Russia thing and say there's nothing there, or as the guy called it, a nothing burger. In fact, there is so much there. Not only do we have a special prosecutor who's running multiple investigations into Trump, money laundering, Russian connections, all sorts of stuff that mm-hmm. imperils Trump, but Trump knows it. Trump is behaving like a guilty man. He acts like he's guilty. He trashes the investigator. He doesn't know Robert Mueller from a hole in the wall, but he's trashing him all the time. He's musing out loud, maybe I ought to fire Mueller. And you tell me, Michael, if Trump has nothing to hide, what's he worried about? What's he thinking about firing the guy that's investigating him for?
Well, that's a good question. But it sounds like he's more offended typically than worried. And what you've heard, though, coming out of CNN, that they are essentially looking to, I mean, from what my sense was, that the producer was saying, look, we're going to trash him as much as we can. Is that, what do you make of that happening in our media now?
Well, I don't like it, but it's going on. And by the way, I used to be at Fox for 7 years, and they did that to Obama. That's exactly what they did to Obama. They did any story that was negative on Obama, Fox would run that. Same thing, in reverse, you know, mirror opposite.
You think it's possible for President Trump to stop watching TV news? Is that potentially?
Apparently not. Apparently he watches it all the time. And when he can't watch it, he tapes it and watches it in the evening. Hmm. He's obsessed with watching these three cable networks. And if he sees a story on there, he just reacts to it, either good or bad. I mean, I'm not sure that's the best way to get all your information. It's okay to get some of it, but
right.
There is a thing called reading, which can get you a lot of information, too.
That's true. One last thing. You said when you were at Fox, there was a directive to go after President Obama.
I didn't say there was a directive. I said that they did go after Obama.
Okay.
And there was one time, not a directive, but an executive sent the message to me not to attack One time it was Jeb Bush, another time it was Trump.
Hmm.
because I was a Republican who was critical of them, and he didn't want that on the air, so he sends a word through a producer, tell John to lay off Jeb Bush tonight, which made me do exactly the opposite, because our show had great ratings, Political Insiders, precisely because we were not biased either way. Right. Not for or against. We just analyzed.
Right down the line, it's John LeBoulier. He now hosts Revolution, the podcast, and I highly recommend it. John, it is great to have you right before 4th of July. Thank you very much.
Same to you, Michael. Have a great weekend, great holiday, and I'll talk to you soon. Right. Undoubtedly, there'll be some other big event next time we're on.
I suspect so. Thank you again.